KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In an update to our 6:30 news headlines, Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seivert reports that 911 service to the city of Shelby has been restored. Seivert had said late Thursday evening that 911 service and long distance in Shelby had been disrupted due to a Windstream fiber line being cut. But again, as of this morning, that service has been restored. Authorities in Guthrie County said yesterday a 15-year-old male suffered non-life-threatening injuries during a single-vehicle rollover accident that took place Wednesday evening north of Panora. The crash happened as the as-yet-unidentified teen was traveling north on Highway 4 just past 180th Street. The vehicle went out of control and rolled into a ditch. The teen was transported by ambulance to the Guthrie County Hospital. And according to reports, he was on his way home for football practice when the crash occurred. A Glenwood man was being treated for a gunshot wound following an incident that happened Wednesday evening. Glenwood police said yesterday officers responded at around 5:20 p.m. Wednesday to 310 North Vine Street for a report of a man suffering from a gunshot wound. The unidentified subject was transported to the University of Nebraska Hospital in Omaha by Life Flight for treatment. The incident remained under investigation by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation and Glenwood police. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said a call early Thursday morning about a suspicious vehicle in the vicinity of Highway 92 and Canoe Lane resulted in the arrest of a Cass County woman. 43-year-old Kimberly Denise Ward of Griswold was taken into custody just before 5 a.m. Thursday for driving while revoked, and her SUV was impounded. The Atlantic Community School District Board of Education will hold a special meeting this morning at the Atlantic High School ICN classroom. According to the agenda for the 8:30 a.m. meeting, the board will move into a closed session per Iowa code to discuss the purchase or sale of real estate, where any premature disclosure could be reasonably expected to increase the price they'd have to pay for that property or reduce the price they would receive for that property. No other details were made available. Afterward, the board will resume their open session and they'll discuss the school district's facility needs along with related funding sources. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a student moved a car off a Des Moines High School campus rather than remove a Confederate flag from it as requested by school officials. Someone called East High School Thursday morning after noticing the flag in the student parking lot. Des Moines Public Schools spokeswoman Amanda Lewis said school staffers soon identified the student owner of the car and asked him to put away the flag. Lewis said the car was then driven out of the lot and parked elsewhere instead. She said the presence of Confederate flags at the school last year prompted at least three incidents involving fights. Lewis said the district supports the student's right to expression, but the district's first priority is ensuring school safety. She said that no disturbance arose from the flag incident yesterday. Labor Day is often called the kickoff day for the fall campaign, but early voting in Iowa starts in just 27 days. Most of the high-profile candidates, or federal candidates in Iowa, started airing campaign ads. In August, Republican Senator Charles Grassley is seeking a seventh term in the U.S. Senate. Grassley is doing something in 2016 that's been rare in his Senate career, and that is he's running an ad criticizing his Democratic opponent.
So it's my job, as one of 24 states where there are Republicans up for re-election, to make sure that I'm a good trustee of your money and work hard to make sure that Iowa does not turn Democrat in the United States Senate.
Democrat Patty Judge says he's running against Grassley because he's not paying attention to the nation's problems.
Wise man once said that if you are not a part of a solution, then you are the problem. And I think today we've got a United States Senator who is not proposing solutions. And that's my opponent, Chuck Grassley.
Republican David Young of Van Meter is a first-term congressman from Iowa seeking re-election in the 3rd District.
I'm on a bill called No Budget, No Pay, and it simply says this. If you don't do a federal budget by law annually, well, then you should have your pay withheld, and you shouldn't get that paycheck until you get the budget done. I am the only member of Congress who has followed up on that, not taking a federal paycheck from you, the taxpayer.
Jim Maurer of Des Moines is the Democrat challenging David Young this year.
My campaign is focused on my working family's agenda, ensuring that every single working family in Iowa and across the country is able to make it. Raising the minimum wage. If you work 40 hours a week in this country, you should not live in poverty.
Iowa law allows early voting to start on Thursday, September 29th. You can walk into your county auditor's office on that day and ask for an absentee ballot and vote. Iowans can ask for absentee ballot through the mail and vote throughout October and early November. Absentee ballots must be postmarked by Monday, November 7th if they're mailed back in. In the funeral announcements, Wilma Clayton, age 87, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wilma Clayton will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Marianne Plagman, age 86, of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marianne Plagman will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Stanley Lorenzen, age 87, a Hancock area native, died Monday in Illinois. Funeral services for Stanley Lorenzen will be today at 10:30 at the Abingdon, Illinois Christian Church. Robin Kautz, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robin Kautz will be on Saturday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Bornholt, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Bornholt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tim Roweeder, age 51, of Manning, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Tim Roweeder will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died August 25th. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Roger Dunn will be on Sunday from 3 until 5 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Burke, age 81, formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Urbandale. Funeral services for Ronald Burke will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Lowell Jewell, age 70, of Des Moines and formerly of Harlan, died August 26th. Memorial services for Lowell Jewell will be held on September 10th at 10:30 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Larry Johnson, age 78, of the Fontenelle and Greenfield areas, died Thursday in Boone. Funeral services for Larry Johnson are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.